The Guardian.
I'm merely asking you so that I can understand why it is that you and others like you think there's a problem when there's not really any evidence that it's hit us yet.
There's a huge problem, environmental problem in the world. And
yes, environmental, yes. Carbon dioxide, I think,
no. About it.
What do you make, Lord Monckton, of the latest figures which are from the three leading data sets which suggest this has been the warmest year in records since 1850, which just came out last week?
Yes, that's something I'd been expecting to happen, given that we have had not only quite a big El Niño Southern Oscillation, which of course causes quite a sharp increase in temperature worldwide. That began in December last year, if I remember rightly, and persisted unusually for almost a full year.
But if the trend is the warmest decade in history.
Yes, but then if we're looking at... Let me ask you a very simple question. There has been, as we know from the Central England temperature record, 300 years of global warming, starting in 1695. On any view, we could not have made a measurable contribution until the last 30 years or so. So given that there's been 300 years of warming, where would you expect the warmest decade to be likely to fall? Where would you expect
it? Answer
the question.
We have been putting CO2 into the atmosphere for several hundred years. And as you know, CO2 stays in the atmosphere
to put enough of it in to make a difference on the UN's exaggerated formula.
The UN is lying? Are you saying the statistics...
I'm saying that they have not used statistics, they've used modelling, which can't work when you're trying to make long-run predictions about the climate.
How can all the scientists get it so wrong?
It's not all the scientists. The number of scientists who have studied with respect the question of climate sensitivity, which is how much warming you get from a given increase in CO2 concentration, is numbered in the dozens worldwide. And of those, there are two camps. There are the modellers who say there is a problem, and those who do it by measurement and observation who don't. And when I was taught science, I was taught that measurement and observation comes first and modelling is only a guide. And I was also taught that...
Well, Michael, I've just been wandering around that in America. I've been wandering around Nepal and many other places, and we find that there is so much evidence of change, of enormous change. Are you saying that none of this has anything to do with man whatever?
What I'm saying is that it is not yet clear to me from the global temperature record...
What would it need for you to be clear, for you to put aside your scepticism?
Let me give you one or two of the... I won't put aside scepticism. Science is done by scepticism. Whether you like it or not, it is not done by quasi-religious belief of the sort that you hold. I don't hold that kind of belief. I look at the evidence, and therefore the evidence that I should require to see is of an acceleration...
And
I am looking for an acceleration in the rate at which the global warming that has happened over the last 300 years is occurring.
But there is an acceleration. There is no doubt.
I had a question put down in the House of Lords on this a year ago. And the question I put down was this, via a sitting member. I wanted to know whether I was right in understanding the Hadley Centre's record, and I went to see the UEA about it just the other day. I wanted to know whether it was true, what I was seeing in that record, that the three fastest rates of multi-decadal warming, that's more than a decade long, were from 1860 to 1880, from 1910 to 1940, and from 1976 to late in 2001, since when there has been no warming at all. And these three rapid rates of warming were each at 0.16 to 0.17 Kelvin per decade. Now, let me just say that what I am therefore looking for, in order to begin to think that the CO2 we are adding to the atmosphere is having an appreciable effect on the global temperature record, as measured by the Hadley Centre, I should like to see a multi-decadal period of warming of at least 0.2 to 0.25 Kelvin per decade, so that it is clearly a greater rate of warming over a reasonably sustained period than anything we've seen in the instrumental records.
And are you saying in the meantime we should do absolutely nothing whatever?
In the meantime there is no
until
point
it's too
in
late.
There's no point
but
in well, well first of all it isn't too late because since the warming isn't happening at an accelerated rate and we can therefore continue to monitor it, if it starts to happen at an accelerated rate, which it hasn't yet done, then there's plenty of time to do something about it. And that
well, both the Hadley Centre and the WMO dispute this completely, as you know perfectly well.
I'm sorry, but the Hadley Centre was made to produce the answer to my question in the law.
The Hadley Centre has just come out with an enormous report doing a review of the literature, which shows very clearly that there is an accelerating rate.
An accelerating rate of warming? Well, there isn't. I'm sorry, I get the actual data. I don't believe what these people say until I have seen the data, put it onto the computer, analysed it, graphed it, so that I can see what the data are doing. And if you take the time since late in 2001, when there was a phase transition in the behaviour of the Pacific Decadal Oscillation from its warming phase to its cooling phase, there has been no global warming since then.
Colonel Monckton, what are you doing here?
I am here to listen to the delegates at this business meeting and at the UN's main meeting and to exchange ideas with them. I'm particularly anxious to find out why it is that so many people believe as a matter of religious faith, as you do.
Do you find many businessmen here share your views?
Not in this particular conference so far, but I haven't spoken to very many. I've just arrived.
Are you trying to lobby them to
No, it's not for me to lobby. It's for me to listen, to suggest to them that there may be evidence they haven't come across, because there are certain newspapers that don't report it, and then say to them, look, it may be worth your while, before you get too far into this financially, to work out whether the investment you make in saving the planet from the non-problem of CO2 is going to prove to be a sustainable investment.
Thank you very much indeed, Lord Monckton.
Which businessmen are quite willing to...
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.